Bob's World. Bob's World.
Soccer. All right, Bob's World is brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Thank you to those fine people. Bob's Here World. Is Bob.
All right, so this week off on Bob's World, I thought I would tell you what's going on with the little lady.
A Hispanic girl.
And finally, see, there's something about how we watch TV together, which is in May and June, not at all, because I'm too busy with playoffs, basketball, and hockey. And so it is one of those very sad stories where the husband goes in one room and watches his game, and the wife goes in the other room.
You're leading separate lives.
We're living in the same house, but it's just cohabitat. But we do like watching shows together. But here's the thing. If she finds out I've already seen a show, she's instantly not interested, even if I tell her, it's one of the greatest shows I've ever seen, and you're going to love it. And I don't know why.
So she only wants to see content that you have not
shows
absorbed.
With me that neither of us have seen are interesting to her. But if I say, hey, I saw this show, you were having babies or something. I don't know why you didn't watch it the first time, but I watched it for the show. I'd love to watch it again, but with you, usually the only way that can happen is if one of her friends says, you need to watch this show.
Yeah. Right. Because she's not going to take your word for it.
Correct. And it's the way it is, and I accept it. And so Saturday night, we're out with Juan Grande and his wife, your former classmate, Leslie, mm-hmm. and we're having some meat and vegetables and beverages, and they say, hey, you know what we're watching right now? We're watching Mad Men for the first time for my wife.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, Sally would love this. And then Sally's like, is it good? And Leslie, oh yeah, you'd love it. And so the last two nights,
no way,
we've watched the first two episodes of Mad Men.
And you consumed in real time, didn't you?
I watched it in real time, which, honestly, if you would have sat me down yesterday and said, okay, Bob, tell me when Mad Men started, and I probably would have been off by like 3 years. Do you know specifically when it started?
No. I didn't start it from the beginning. I went back.
I would guess 2010.
Okay, you would have guessed what I guessed. In reality, it was July 2007. So,
God, John Hamm was so young.
God, so Mad Men.
In the way I remember my life, The Hardline talked about Mad Men with Mike and Greg.
Okay, so
Greg was here for the first season of Mad Men.
Then that was it.
And that was
2007 was the last year for Grego. So it floors me that Mad Men and Breaking Bad basically came out within 9 months of each other then.
Yes. Although I think Breaking Bad probably went away maybe 2 or 3 years faster. Like Breaking Bad, I think, was done by like 2012, maybe, right? This says Mad Men made it to May of 2015.
How many seasons total? Seven or eight?
Seven seasons, but a shocking. Because, so like with Breaking Bad, I feel like a long season with Breaking Bad would be 10 episodes. These guys went 7 seasons, 92 episodes.
Dude. The last episode of Breaking Bad was 2013.
Okay. When was the first?
January 20th of 08.
Wow. Okay. So Mad Men exceeded it by 1 year on this end and 2 years on that end. Mad Men had a 3 year longer run than Breaking Bad. Who knew? But 92 episodes, and we're just getting started, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, I'll be honest. I liked Mad Men. I probably really liked Mad Men, but I didn't love it the first time through. So it will be interesting to see how it's different for me.
Is it still considered to be on Mount Rushmore of modern TV, like a top, let's say 7. Mount Rushmore is 2.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely in the top 20. maybe the top 10.
And it won every award.
It did.
It was just, it was an acquired taste and kind of a niche show just because it's a period piece about advertising. You know,
yeah.
I know that it's deeper than that.
Way
deeper. It's all of the office relationships and the personal life of Don Draper. But I think for a lot of people, it just seemed boring.
Honestly? Hello. Yeah, it dragged a lot.
But it's really funny.
Yes. Very funny and very brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
brilliantly
so,
done. The way that they introduced all these different characters to enter the fray that hung on from the beginning, you know, I mean, they would dot every season with a few new people here and there. You'd become attached to them. Something would happen to them. You know, I mean, but you had the core four or five people that were there the whole time.
Yeah, and honestly, even watching the first 2 hours, it's been great to review and to see my wife watch it for the first time.
Is she enjoying it? I know it's only two episodes.
Yes,
but
well, she's intrigued. I would say the hooks are not quite in her where we got to race home and watch another episode. But she's into it and curious and wondering where this is headed. And, of course, feeling the same thing we did in 2007. But now it's extra weird because not only are you seeing it through the time machine of those eyes back to the 60s, but now you're seeing it through the eyes of 2025. Would they make this show today or would it be altered? Because in 2007, you know, people felt a little differently about how to portray things, you know, such as inner office relationships and things of that nature, which of course, I don't know if Me Too made things a little bit more okay to say that was ridiculous, but it's in some ways glorified in this, or at least brought out that it's just such a slanted universe back in the 60s where like the girls when Joan is basically explaining life to Peggy, it's the Elizabeth Moss character, it's just get ready for every guy in here basically to grab you and just
you deal with it
the best you can because that's what life is like here
in
the workplace.
And you are the secretary.
Yes.
That is your pinnacle.
Yes. And on the very first episode, like Pete Campbell, as he's having his bachelor party, but he's also almost forcing himself on Peggy.
Yeah.
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 And, I mean, and
then he goes and gets married in the second episode.
And that's kind of one of the ongoing storylines is Joan and Peggy busting up against that glass ceiling.
Yes.
And trying to break through it throughout the entire course of the series.
Yes. And then, of course, that power structure of male, female, but then, of course, minorities, you know, it's crazy how society was in the 60s, of course, but then, or I guess what, late 50s at first, I believe the show.
I thought it was all in the 60s. The thing maybe it was late 50s all the way through, the Summer of Love.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably all the 60s.
Well, the thing that I loved from the jump were the outfits, the color, the hair. I thought all of that just nailed what I envisioned it to be.
The three martini lunches.
That's the thing that I couldn't believe.
The drinking and smoking in episode one alone is so over the top that you're like, surely it wasn't this
crazy.
Well,
and that's what I always said. There's no way that these high dollar admin in New York City can drink this much. There's no way.
They did.
Are we sure?
There is
how
so
do you
much
drink
drinking
and then, every day that much starting at lunch.
And then in every bedroom scene, there is smoking by both parties, both morning and night.
Postcoital, first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning. Just the amount of cigarettes consumed by every character on this show that's of age is just insane. So I went to look for this. Now, I might be an idiot, but I did not find it on any of the streaming services.
It's not streaming for free anywhere?
No.
Free is a loser.
Well, again, it's very possible I'm about to hear that, Bob, you're a moron, because that's happened quite a bit. But I ended up on Apple looking at the episodes at $2.99. And then I'm thinking $2.99 times 92, that feels like $300.
Jeez, no.
Or you could buy the whole series for $34.
It's not free anywhere?
It says you can stream it on AMC Plus,
which is like $8 a month.
Okay.
So I just bought the whole series for $34, and all we have to do is make 10 episodes, and now every episode after that will be free for me.
That's a good deal. So on Apple, you could buy it. They gave you the option of $2.99 an episode or $34 for the whole series?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm so rich now because I only gave them $34. So what do you guys want to do?
And okay, well, now this guy says that it's on Netflix.
Man, I searched. I did not find it on Netflix. So either it got added in the last 2 days or I'm a moron.
And things come and go often in those worlds.
We just had a story on E! News not too long ago that they were talking about the pilot. And John Hamm was talking about how several of the actors wanted to keep it real and smoke real cigarettes on set. And he said after the first day, they were just so haggard that they couldn't do it. So, you know, they're smoking like fake cigarettes, like rose petal cigarettes, or I don't know what they're called. Kind of like cloves, but like that. And then all the martinis were like onion juice.
Okay, and he orders an old-fashioned every time.
Don?
Yeah, that's his go-to move. Is that what made the old-fashioneds big again?
I don't think so. I think that Don, I love the character, but he's so, of all the anti-hero TV shows, he was my least favorite. I couldn't stand that guy.
Because he was so dead inside.
Well, yeah, every season he becomes more of a nihilist.
But, right. I mean, but of all the, think about how hateable Tony Soprano is.
Right.
Or Walter White or those guys. For some reason, and they were murderous, I couldn't stand that guy.
But then if you stick it out to the final season, you learn why he became the way he was, and you get to see his kind of redemption arc in a way.
Well, I'll let you know how far we make it, but it's always exciting when you and the little lady find a show that you enjoy. And I was telling her, I've seen all these. I don't remember much of any of it.
No.
It's almost 20 years now.
And you'll remember certain scenes,
yes,
of course.
And I'm happy to go through it again, but if you're asking what's going on here, baby, I'm along for the ride too.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's Mad Men back in our lives.
All right, good stuff.